Welcome to Bulletproof Hustle. I'm your host, Darnell Brown, and this is a podcast full of short, candid, motivational truth bombs to help you get out of your own way and break new ground in life and in business. Every failure that you experience is actually making your success story better. You have to go through some things, and it's always great to fail early and often, so that you can have sustained success. Having those failures makes the success that much grander and makes it feel so earned. Everybody that you admire, everybody that we look up to, the legends, the people whose names we remember long after they're gone, they all had so many failures that we don't hear about or we rarely read in interviews. We just see kind of the overnight success story. Or like, man, they really had it great, or they just kind of lucked up. No, it's not that. What it really is that they just had more failures than you. So they've had more successes inadvertently. And more failures just means that they tried more things. So we have to get out there and experiment early and often so that we can fail, get the feedback that we need to improve our process that next go round, to just see it for what it is and not look at ourselves as becoming a failure, as being a failure, or that we're broken in any way. No, to try things, to try what has not been attempted, or to try what has been attempted but in a new light, is to invent, it is to create, it is to produce something that does not yet exist. And there's so much merit in doing that. There's so much pride. But failure is a necessary part of the process to get to where you need to go. It's impossible to achieve long-term success that feels earned and rewarded without having those things and those obstacles, roadblocks, and all of that stuff that you got to go through, those really murky circumstances that don't feel good when you in them, that is hard to see through. I've been there. I always am going through those types of tunnels in everything that you do. And it's okay to fear what might be on the other end, or to think that this might not be liked, or what this could mean for your career, your image, the way people perceive you or what you do. We all can be self-conscious about those things. And I know what it's like. But we have to look beyond that. We have to really respect failure for what it is, welcome it, let it bring it into your story, because it's really just there to teach you something. That's all it is. It's a valuable lesson that you need to learn. Because what you believed prior to that point, or what you knew, is being tested, and to see if that really is what it is inside of your head when it's out there into the real world. So you have to do it. You have to release it. You have to stop holding on to it and recognize that we all go through it. If I have achieved success at any level that you see, or you think is a high level or something, it's only because I've had more failures than you, which only means that I've tried more things, or I've tried more times at one thing than you have. That's it. The success part is going to be inevitable if you take what you learn from every failure. You learn what not to do or what to do by process of elimination, or by experimenting and seeing things differently, involving people into your process, trying to get a good support system on, or at least a good feedback loop. When you apply all of those things, you're going to eventually achieve levels of success. It's an inevitability. And that's what you have to go through. So welcome that part of the process, because no one is immune to it. And it's the greatest teacher. So when you really want to learn something, when you really want to see if this thing works, it's not about reading about it or seeing how somebody else did it or trying to follow a very specific framework that may not apply to your unique situation. It is all about what you do and the steps you take and the implementation, your process for doing things, actually making it happen and getting out there and trying something new. Not just being a critic, not just being a reader or a theorist or anything. You gotta do this stuff in real life, in your own business, in your own side hustle, in the products and services that you wanna put out, anything that you want to do, it has to be done in practice. And if you fail, if nobody cares about it, or if it's the worst thing that people have ever seen, if they laughing and throwing tomatoes at you, man, look, it's all a part of the process. That's a great piece of your story when you are referring to your life and your own experiences. When it's time to inspire people down the line and you tell them about that part of your story, when they laughed at you, when nobody cared, when nobody believed in you, that makes people's eyes widen up because they didn't know those things about you at first. It's a great part of the story that you gotta go through and know what it's like to feel that way so that when you come out the other side of that, humbled and calmer and more at peace with just understanding that this is how the world works and this is how science works and experimenting and all of that, you're just at a better place in your life from your emotional intelligence side, as well as from your life, your life experiences side of things. So when you are in it, when you're going through the worst failure that you've ever had, something that you didn't expect or plan for, or you didn't think would go this route, when you're in the middle of it, maybe a way forward is to think about what your story will become if you make it through this and how your story is going to be so much iller than it was prior to having that failure. How often do we even hear stories where you had the silver spoon or the easy route of everything? You had every mentor or something in your life, and every time that you tried to get your ideas funded, that it all worked out and you had everything following order. Number one, those stories don't exist. Number two, even if they did, you tune out because they aren't relatable, right? That's just not the way things work. So you tune out and you might not even believe that person or that story. So when you're in it, think about those things. Think about the future you. Think about the version of you that says, okay, if this isn't killing me, where's this going to make, you know, I could either crumble from this or I could become 10 times the person I was yesterday if I just make it through. And is it really as hard as I think? Or is it just damaging my ego or whatever, or my vanity, how I feel about myself? And if it is, that's to teach you something. That's to mean that we got to get away from that anyway, that we got to get, you know, we got to lose the ego with it. So as you can see, it's all a valuable lesson anyway. You can't lose. It's impossible to lose. You're going to fail, but you don't have to lose. So think about that. Process what you're going through. Take some time out if you can, if you don't have to address this thing at this moment. Take some time to reflect, to see if when you're thinking about your life story and whatever eulogy you want to be read at your funeral by those who loved you and know and knew you, think about what you need to be to make it on out of the other side of this thing better than you were. Because we can use that failure to make us or break us. And it's all up to what we do. It's all up to how we react to what we get out of that thing. It's not up to nobody else. And largely, if it's things that are attacking our ego or how we feel about ourselves, we got to be getting away from that anyway. So it it is a really good thing for us to go through those things early and often. So fail one or two times at that one thing. Maybe third time is the charm, or maybe we need to try it at a different angle. You know, we're not trying to do the definition of insanity. We're trying to look at things and pivot our strategies and change our approach based on the data that we get. Like I said, there's no way to lose. It's impossible to. And the only way to lose is if you learn nothing from it. And if you keep trying that same thing over and over again, that's how you lose. But you succeed when you see what's not there, when you become better at your research, when you become better at listening, when you become better at uncovering what isn't immediately obvious to you. These are the things that we have to work on as people when we are putting out things in the world and taking that feedback. And even no feedback is feedback. It means nobody cared. And that could mean a lot of different things. That could mean how it was marketed, how you I guess didn't gain the trust of the people. It's so many different things to look at. It's so many things to hypothesize or prisms to go through. So, you know, do like that quote. Is not, and maybe that was Tom Edison that said that. I apologize in advance if I'm wrong, but something to the effect of, you know, I didn't find one way that did work. I found 1,000 ways that didn't work or something. Something to the along those lines. But I think you get the point. You know, finding ways not to do something and all of the different things that could go wrong is as valuable as finding that one way, that breakthrough that does get solve something, that does go through that thing. Okay? So that's what I want to leave you with today. Failure improves your success story. Every single one that you go through, embrace it, love it, welcome it, because again, it's there to teach you. It's vital to your success, to your long-term success, to your sustainable success. The type that you cannot buy is the type that is organic and that has loyal people behind you and supporting what you do. That's the type that you want. That's the type that you need. And it requires going through possibly many, many failures to earn that and to really reach that level of champion's mindset. Keep going in all that you're doing. Know that I failed too. I'm in the mud with you, but we're going to make it through. Bidding you a great week ahead. We'll chat soon. You know how we do. Shine hard, grind harder. If you like this podcast, show it by leaving it a 5-star rating and an honest review, and by subscribing so that you never miss an episode. Follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Bulletproof Hustle. And you can find more of my work at bulletproofhustle.com. Thanks, y'all.